Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always is to have the grassroots level, amen, to break things down and have the word of God and the testimonies to come forth. If you have a vision or a dream or anything thereby to help us grow, amen, to understand what the Bible says without understanding, amen, because understanding brings strength. Understanding, we understand. We thank God tonight for you, wherever you might be, today, tomorrow, whenever you desire to listen to this broadcast. Call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Discussion is about the topic, traditions fights against God's gospel. Traditions fight against God's gospel. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to stretch your hand of deliverance. Oh, God, and bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you are able to do everything but fail. Lord, we ask you now to look upon those that are listening, those that are traveling, oh God, in their homes, by the roadside, by the wayside. Oh God, even those that, amen, are doing their studies. In the name of Jesus, you say the Holy Spirit would come, amen, to give us understanding, teaching, and direction. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And God, we depend on you and look into you, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, as we go through these different seasons of life, God, give us understanding through your church to your spirit, oh God, where we might be. Because, Lord, you know, you understand all. You see all. You hear all. And you are our shepherd. Lord, without you being our shepherd and guiding us, amen, Lord, we'd be without victory, without assurance. Amen. But we know when you always take those and take things that are not seen, take things, the weak things and the broken things and the things that man doesn't desire to have, and you make us strong, oh God, because without you, amen, without you, we are nothing. And we lean and depend on you as we go through our valleys and our, amen, and our streams, and as you begin to lead us through darkness and shadows of life. Oh, God, give us this touch in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. All right, God bless you again. We are here, and amen, through a short period of relaxation and readjusting and getting ready to, amen, close out the year. God has blessed us this far. If you didn't know how you made it, God helped you to make it. You thought you didn't have strength. You did have strength in him as your Lord and Savior. And he kept us here for a reason, amen, to be the salt of the earth. He kept us here to be the salt of the earth. And that's why we have come together from time to time to sharpen our testimonies, to sharpen our understanding. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs that iron sharpening iron. That means you are iron. Both of us are iron, but we need sharpening. We're not trying to beat the air like Paul said. Amen. We want to be skillful. We want to be direct. Amen. And what we're doing and how we're praying. Amen. Because we are, amen, the salt of the earth. As we begin to go and to look upon the subject tonight, and there are, of course, many other ways and avenues. And we always open up and let the Holy Spirit, amen, come with us and lead and guide those that are listening and come into the study. Those of you come into the study for the first time, amen, you know all you have to do is press 1 on your phone when you call in, amen, and our operator will tap you in. And we always give the last 4 digits of your telephone, amen, if you desire to do your name and elsewhere, it'd be up to you, but our endeavor is to make it relax as much as possible, amen, and And today is time we just give you the last four digits of your telephone number and your area code. Amen. We're talking about tradition. Tradition has been defined. Tradition are long time accepted beliefs in certain days, or certain years, or months that have been set aside to show respect to a custom, to some false gods. Amen. Many times people go along when they accept the traditions because of the fact, amen, it was there before time, before they was born, or it's a custom that goes down through the families or the nations, amen. And it would be kind of offsetting because of the peer pressure that comes to them for not accepting, amen, what that traditional day, a month, or hour situation might be. Amen. As we come into Christ, we become more aware, amen, of traditional activities because of the fact that we find that through the Holy Spirit begin to lead and guide us that this situations, amen, lead, amen, and it affect your belief. Amen. Notice what Jesus had said. And we're going to go from there. Amen. This was concerning ceremonies pertaining to the gospel. And Jesus had said in the book of Matthew's, and it was dealing here, amen, about the fowl and what they eat and what they do. And Jesus said, Matthew 15, he said, then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread? And he said unto them, why do you also transgress the commandments of God because of your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curse father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whatsoever say to his father or mother, whatsoever profit you might, amen, you might have, whatever profit that you can get, amen. Jesus is talking here, amen, about God rules and regulation, God's laws. And he said, have received for me is a gift. Amen. So Jesus went on to command them and, amen, recommend them, amen, concerning what they have done. And he told them about a concerning how tradition of men go against God's commandments. And we know you cannot make it into heaven being disobedient. You cannot make it into heaven, amen, on ceremonies. You cannot make it into heaven. But it affects the gospel of God. It affects the gospel, amen. These things that come up, it affects the gospel, amen. It takes away the truth because of all the traditions that men brought up, amen. And the tradition was, you know, the Pharisees, they worship a lot of things, but they, when it comes down to Christ being the Son of God, amen, that's where their problem lies. They were okay. They were okay. They was willing to work with, amen, they were willing to work with Christ and to discuss things, scripture. But when he began to discuss about he was the Son of God, and that created a problem with them and their doctrine. It created a problem with them because, amen, a natural man could not be the Son of God. That was the issue. But the Pharisees, they went along with healing. They went along with, amen, because the prophets and the before them and Moses and all the elders, amen, the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen, all down through the 42 long generations, Amen. They knew that the prophets and God used them for healing and bringing the word. But when this man, Jesus, came up discussing concerning about he can forgive sin, and he was the Son of God, that threw the whole ball game out in the field. They began to take things out of the church. They began to take things they could not. They had to go after this man. They had to go after Jesus. So it was traditions, amen, at that time. And Abraham, before he came up, him and his father, there was many, his father-in-law, there was many out there worshiping false idols, false gods, amen. So when Jesus came on the land, and God gave the commandment to Moses, but thou shalt have no other gods, amen. It was, the world was full of traditions and full of idols and idol worships, amen. And we go to Jeremiah here real quickly, amen, before we open up the floor to discuss, amen, concerning the idol worship and true gods. You don't hear too much about, talked about, amen, be careful how you worship, be careful what goes on in the temple of God, amen. Be careful what you see and hear, amen, out there. You take a part of it, or be a part of it, amen. You have to be very, very concerned today, and look like it's almost like a misnomer. You don't have to talk about false gods and false worship, amen. They'll talk about everything, and preach about everything, and teach about everything, but when it gets down to talking about the ceremonies that goes on in the church and what ceremonies should be brought back into the church, amen, and what God loved and what Jesus did, but then they come down like more now they retrogressing back into the olden days, in the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, amen, in the time of Moses and the Moses ceremony and the time of this, but no, Jesus brought it out, all of this. And Jeremiah 10, amen, Jeremiah 10 is almost like it's forbidden to be preached, be talked about, amen, this time of the year, this customs of the year, amen. But we just want to let you know that it's biblical in the scripture. And Jeremiah 10 said, hear the word of the Lord, speak unto you, O house of Israel, thus said the Lord. Learn not the way of the heathens, and be not dismayed of the signs of heavens, for the heavens are dismayed at them. Amen. Now I'm going to stop there, and it goes on concerning cutting down a tree and putting silver and gold all over it and palm tree. But he says the issue is here. Amen. Don't be afraid. Be not afraid. Amen. Learn not the way of the heathen. Be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. Amen. For the heathens are dismayed by them. If you're afraid of fear, if you're fearful, amen, about your birthday, a custom that your faith is being challenged, or you really don't have the faith anymore in the church because you did not fulfill a certain custom that the heathens of the world might have. Amen. You know, we come around to the time of Easter. We come around to the time of birthdays, family reunions, and customs that the families have, that they have set aside, and they have built up so much, and they have forsaken God, and that's the whole issue. Amen. There are many things that you can be involved in without forsaking and selling your soul. And if you can't be involved in it, amen, and it's not fruitful for your life of Christ or being a Christian, amen, leave it alone. If you're not able financially or physically to be involved in something, amen, that the world have, and you find out it's challenging your spiritual growth, you don't really understand, amen, why you can't be involved. So you take it on like a child. When the day of these holidays come around, people save up all year. People save up all the time in the world. So when they come around to the avenue of that they love the Lord, they love the people, amen, but they will sell out everything they have to become a part of this custom. You know, we have games, we have big tournaments, amen, they have big tours, and they have it every year, every year. And then it goes down through the family and handed down through the family. And there are some deeper things that people do in there, amen, all of these different customs, and it challenged your Holy Spirit. It challenged the Holy Spirit because of the fact that he reminds you, amen, don't do this, don't be a part of this, because you're almost like selling your soul, selling your soul. So this is what Jesus was saying to the Pharisees, amen, because they challenge, amen, these ceremonies that they had, amen. God, yes, God believed in hygiene. You look back to the Old Testament, God had them to do certain things outside the camp. Amen. They would go outside the camp and certain events, amen, certain cleansing would be done outside the camp. So God believed in, God does talk about hygiene. Amen. So it wasn't this issue with the Pharisee wasn't about hygiene. Amen. The Pharisee was trying to pull in the old tradition and challenge him why his disciples was eating, amen, on a Sunday, why they was doing things on a Sunday. And it seemed as though they was trying to say that the gospel and the messages he was preaching, amen, did not prove out to be effective, amen, effective towards God. So here we are. Here we are. Here we are tonight as we go today, wherever you might be. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. We're talking about tradition. Amen. And when you're talking about tradition, you're dealing with almost like a forbidden message. You're talking about tradition. You're talking about laws and rules that people enjoy. Amen. Until you come into the knowledge of it, come into the knowledge and understanding of a situation, amen, it can affect your faith. All right, the line is open now. We're going to open up our lines and, amen, call a friend and tell a friend, amen. Many don't want to be challenged this time of year concerning traditions of men, amen, and traditions of the house of God, what pastors do, traditions of families, what they plan to do, amen. And we want to be clear. We want to be clear. We're not preaching against denomination of people of faith or their life, livelihood. We just stand with the Word of God. And we're doing this in a friendly atmosphere. That's what Blog Talk is about. Everybody can express themselves. We're not out to offend anyone. We just want to bring it clear, amen, to that you can examine it. You can examine it. Because all of us have grown in different avenues and grow in different atmosphere. Amen. Your spiritual growth is different than mine. Mine is different than yours. Amen. And what you need to fertilize your faith. Amen. Jesus said the psalmist was saying that we're like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. So whatever season you might be in, we want to give you some spiritual fertilizer, a tree, bring spiritual water, amen, that you can grasp it, amen, and drink this spiritual water as time goes on. But you can be more effective when you're going out and praying. You can be more effective, amen, as you look forward to life, amen. The enemy desire always to steal our joy, to steal our faith. He always want to take away what you have captured, what you have gained in Christ. Be persuaded, amen. What you have learned, amen, nobody can take it away from you. What you have, God has given you the understanding throughout the years. You have went through a lot. Many of you thought you weren't going to be here this time of last year. Where was you last year? Amen. What was happening? Amen. You went through all type of traditions. You went through all type of battles, spiritual battles. It was God that kept us here. He kept us. Amen. Amen. But we need to understand, amen, there's growth in Christ. There's growth in Christ. And that's what we hear at Blog Talk, amen, radio, try to stimulate a growth, amen, that you can see that it not only you can help yourself, you can help others. You can help others. When you can go forth and help others in love and understanding, not debating, not fighting, amen, God believe and God love that. Because love is powerful. Love is powerful. The last time I researched, I think we talked about love, how many love sites came up over the world. Amen. There's over 3,000 in America. Amen. And more. And more. Amen. Dating games and love sites. And amen. All types of platforms you can call in and get a mate. So love is powerful. God so loved the world. And it's in us. Amen. But there's a strength in God. There's a strength there that he wants you to find out as you continue to grow. Amen. And walk this planet. Amen. He got us here as ambassadors to help others. Amen. So we go open up the lines now. We're talking about traditions that fight against the gospel. The traditions that fight against the gospel. Amen. And you know yourself, you probably are dealing with certain things and different people, amen, not only that, but yourself, and yourself, and somewhere down on the inside, the Holy Spirit would caution you to be cautious about something, amen. We should fear God, amen, fear God, amen. The Ecclesiastes say, the 12th chapter, the last part of that book, is saying that chapter saying the conclusion of the whole matter, that man keep God's commandment, fear God and keep his commandments. Amen. That's the whole duty of man. Amen. That's the whole duty of man. All right, you can call in to the numbers, amen, before you. Amen. You dial 1-347-215-8816, or you can dial 855-236-2252. When you just mesh one on your phone, amen, you don't have to hang up that mesh one, amen, the technician will put you in, and you might have a song or a dream or something that God has shown you and helped you, amen. You'll be able to express a little about that, amen, to help others that are listening in, amen. And what we'll do, those are first-time callers, all we do is call out your area code and your last four digits of your telephone. You don't have to give us your name. Amen. We want you to be able to relax and to share something that would help us help each other. Amen. God bless you. You can continue now. Amen. If you'd like to call in, amen, and give your testimony, dream, or vision, amen, or a scripture, something that you would like to discuss in a loving, friendly manner, amen, concerning, amen, traditions or something related to that topic, amen. You won't hear too much about it. Maybe you do hear about it, amen. God began to move his spirit upon the earth, amen, and warm men and women and those of us that are carrying the gospel, carrying the good news, amen. That's why it's so important to have a church home. The church on all churches, amen. All churches are not bad. Don't let the enemy tell you that all churches are bad. Every pastor is not the same. Every pastor is not the same, amen. They're all type of pastors coming in, amen. All levels of spirituality, amen. He is there to help you to grow, give you a place to go. You say, well, Bishop, I don't go to church. I don't like churches. Well, what's the date? This is Thursday. Tomorrow night, then you go down and shut down every nightclub you can find. Amen. Close up every little club and every little liquor place or every little lottery place you can find, amen, if you be able to make it out alive, amen, because those places have been there for years and years in business, amen, but people still go there because they're looking for something when they go there, amen. When you go to God's house, the Holy Spirit will meet you there. The Word of God can meet you there. The love will meet you there, amen. You be aware, understand, you in God's house, amen, amen. There are many different leaders and leadership goes on, but it's still God's house, amen. He can talk with you and deal with you, amen, on your own level, still with a lot of other groups of people in there, children's, mothers and fathers, and amen. They love you. We love one another. And the Spirit of God, well, he knows who is what. Amen. So we're not perfect. We haven't left this world yet. We're still striving. But you need to have a good place to go. It's just good therapy. Amen. To move around, to get out. Amen. You know you're going to God's house. Many people don't question the management. Amen. When they go down to the grocery store, they go to the marketplace. Amen. They go to the big supermarkets. They don't question the management. They don't question who the CEO of the big supermarkets and big places. They go in there and get their food. They pay their money, and they go out because they know what they're going in there for. Same thing applies with God's house. You know you have a fairly decent place you can go where the Word of God is being preached, and there's a love there. Amen. You go in there, amen, and sing songs and shake one another's hand and, amen, be able to support whatever level you can, amen, to that house of prayer, amen, and pray and ask God, and, amen, your soul will feel better, amen. Oh, yeah, your soul will feel better because the Spirit of God, that's his house. He used to be in tents in time of Israel, but when Solomon built a temple, then temples start going up, amen, God's house, God's house. The devil got houses and places to go for his people, amen. And you know it because we all was born in sin and we came out of sin, amen. So we didn't go around and question what kind of club, what kind of place that is, and don't go there, amen. Long as it's a club, long as it's a nightclub, long as it's a marketplace or place to play sports or go dancing or gambling or whatever it was, amen. We know where we were going. Gas station, we know where we were going there to get. Same thing applies with God's house. With God's house. But there are some traditions that has been creeping back into God's house. And this is what we are discussing. Amen. How to be aware of that. Amen. You know when you go to the grocery store, there are certain foods and things that you don't like. So you don't bother it. You don't try to purchase it. Same thing when you go to God's house and you hear the gospel. You know that's not proper. You know that's not really biblical. So when you're reading your Bible and you're studying your Word of God and you're being active, amen, in worshiping God, reading and prayer is a part of worshiping. Amen. Reading and prayer, amen. God's Word, amen. God's Word is the Logos. Reading the Word. Amen. Being to get the knowledge of God, pick up a scripture, a word, and just read and pray. Do I communicate with God? That's prayer through the run of the day. Amen. And you'll find yourself getting closer and closer in confidence, amen, that he's alive outside the church. Outside the church. Yes. Yes, outside the church. So there are some traditions that say, well, as long as you go to church, you're all right. And outside, God ain't outside the church. Yes, he is. He owns the whole world. Amen. He owns the whole world. And you can feel his spirit when you sing a certain song. You get emotional. You get moved. Amen. And he's there. He's there. So he's there in all ways that you acknowledge him. And that's what we're about. Amen. Let you know that God right now watching you. He knows about you. He cares about you. But love doesn't force itself on you. Amen. The evil will try. They would encourage you, enhance you to, amen, to be word, word nourished, amen, and fearful. But God wants you to be relaxed, be peaceful. So the more you give yourself to, John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. All right, you can press 1 on your phone, wherever you might be, if you'd like to give a comment, a time. We usually we're going down now to the last part of the program as we're going to turn the corner here a little bit. But our purpose is coming together that we can hear one another and discuss things and to share, give you a platform, amen, that you can express yourself, amen. You can press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We'll give the area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone. You don't have to hang up. You can remain on the phone after you finish talking, and you will always be in on the program. Amen. We won't be able to give you a certificate, a grade, or something towards your education. Amen. Because we are discussing here. This is free, and this is open to your own gratification and to your own spiritual growth. All right, we're talking about traditions that fights, amen, traditions that goes against the gospel, goes against the gospel, things that, you know, that you be involved in, and it takes away the understanding of the gospel. It goes against what you know. Remember, we all was born in sin. We all was born in sin. We all came up. If you look at the beginning of time, God told Abraham to get out, amen, and go to another land that he told him. And Abraham and his father-in-law, they was building idol statues. They was building statues. Amen. Worshiping false gods. And amen. Abraham was in it, but God must be saw his heart. God saw his heart, desire to use Abraham. Abram at the time, then he changed his name to Abraham. But false gods and idol worship is one of the biggest things that that God teaches against. Amen. We have to be aware of it. And it's involved in things that we wear, jewelry. Amen. We always pick on the rabbit foot. Say, well, I don't know the rabbit foot. He must be one lucky because he lost one. Amen. But listen, the people call it luck. Amen. So there's many things we was involved in because we was born in sin. And sin has a lot of subjects. Amen, to get us involved in. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen, those that have something to say pertaining to the gospel, traditions, man's, what man has set up. You don't feel it's right, or you see things spiritually. Amen, you can understand and see now why. Things that are maybe something that are happening. You want to discuss some things that are happening in the world. And while we're having all of these floods and storms and disease and so much pestilence in the land, amen, you maybe might want to be involved in that discussion. We have a platform we start off on, but at the same time, you might have a question that you might need to be answered. Amen. As long as it's biblical and scripture-wise and have some godliness in it, we all can chip in and say a little words here. Amen. There are some things that that men been given over the time. There are some things that you've been instructed to do by God, and it's important to understand that God commandments he knows. Well, let me look at it this way. Let me try to explain it this way. There's two teams in this world. There's the God's angels, and there are fallen angels. If you're not following instructions of God, you will be following the traps of the devil. And he wants souls. He wants God's souls. Amen. So if God is love, and which he is love, and he's willing to accept things that goes on into the world today to save all of us, amen, because what's happening in the world, amen, is not love. It's not love. Amen. And evil has been put out on the stage as having all power, but evil don't have all the power. Amen. God has all power. And God, amen, he can take nothing and make something because he created all. So who we give ourselves to, because God created us in our own, his own image and his own likeness, amen, is powerful. You have a choice to choose. You have a choice to choose. You have a choice. And you let people know that they do have a choice. Amen. It's not necessarily one way. No, they have a choice to choose. In the beginning of time, God created all of us, regardless of where we fell into, what group of life we fell into. Amen. He has set aside certain things that you should do when he began to lead you among the right people and the right groups. Amen. You have a choice. All right, the lines are open as well. Ken, we are getting close, going to our time. If anyone would like to discuss something, to open up the line, that's where we're here at Blog Talk. Amen. We're coming forth, many of us, amen, from different area codes and different states. We come together. Amen. I know this is one of those hard subjects. Amen. We try to talk on certain things that edify, amen, and make you aware of, amen, of the pitfalls in life, amen, that I always have said when I was coming through the land and come things coming up, that why nobody told me about this? Why someone was able to tell me about this? You know, people don't want to step on other people's feet. They're afraid to lose your friend. It's not, you know, a wise man. If you rebuke a wise man, he become your friend. Amen. You want to know. That's why in cars, you spend so much money for a car, and they have a little thing what they call, amen, a gas tank gauge there that let you know how much gas you got to put in that $100,000 car. Amen. So they're so nice to let you know. You can drive for so long, but after a while, when you see that needle get over to a certain point on that gauge, you know you got to pull in and get some gas. Amen. So the salesman knows that, well, you know, listen, this is, they all kind of cars. Maybe some will tell you it's half a tank. They'll talk to you or whatever, but you got to get some gas. The same thing applies in our spiritual walk. Amen. You can go so far. You can grow so far. Amen. A tree can go so far, but then the tree needs some fertilization. The tree needs some water. And sometimes if you don't go in and pull the weeds out around the trees or the plants, it can snuff itself out. You can kill the tree. Amen. The weeds and things can take over. So everything is God replaces. God replaces. He knows. He knows what makes you stronger. He knows what can help you walk this life. Amen. He knows you can be a better person. Amen. Yes, we have things we struggle with from day to day. Amen. We still live here. You're still here, but you know there's a heaven, and you know there's an earth. Amen. Because of the fact you have laid aside certain things in your life. Amen. You've gotten rid of some things in your life to come that close to God. Know that he still lives. There is a living God. You have moved some things around, amen, adjusted your schedule and your life to get here, amen, in this studio tonight to know there is a God, amen, because God, amen, he feeds your spirit. All right, you can push one on your phone. Push one on your phone. Amen. We don't want to leave out anyone. Amen. We're getting ready to go around, coming into our prayer time. We've been working here. Amen. As the Holy Spirit lead. Amen. Hoping and praying that that you have gotten something out of the broadcast, something that would help you if you're traveling or if you're just on speaker in your home. Amen. Wherever you might be at this time. Amen. Or you can go back to the broadcast. Amen. You can go back to the broadcast, and as well as you can go into the studio. Amen. And follow this broadcast again. Or go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. If you like us on Facebook, you can go to Facebook, or you can go where we are on Blog Talk every Thursday night, The Lord's Will, or you can go to Ustream. Amen. Or you might want to email us at bishopabpoolejr@gmail.com. bishopabpooljr@gmail.com. Amen. You go to our website and you go down and you click on media and you'll find us there. Or if you'd like to give a donation to help support this broadcast, you can click on donation at the bottom of the page. Amen. God love you, and without a doubt he care for you. Amen. Don't let this traditional things offend you, be afraid of it. I come into the contact of things when I become afraid. I was made aware, amen, many years ago, back in the 80s, I was afraid to be a part, not to be a part of, amen. I had to be a part of it. And it came to my mind that, you know, I felt left out. I felt, amen, a void there, amen, because I thought I had the need to be in a custom. And the Lord being assured me that, you know, you got to fear the Lord thy God. He's the one you should fear. And Jesus came to take us out of all of these customs of man, force religion to get saved, all these customs of men, amen, to observe. Amen. And Paul was saying that we observe so many different things that he was afraid of there. In the book of Galatians, how they observe times and days. Amen. So if you forget about, or you were not able, or you were sick, or financially you couldn't be a part of it, of something that man has, God still love you. God still love you. Amen. God come to whosoever will. That might be pertaining to those that now has gone through the disaster program, or they are now having problems in the floods and the fires. Amen. They lost their homes, but God still loved those people. He still loved those people. So we have to get the love of God down in our bones. Amen. You got to get it all thoroughly. Know that God loves you. Without those things that people put before him, amen, and that's become the issue with God. You have these gods. He said, I shall have no other God before me. When you start putting things before God, amen, if you don't have it, you don't need it, amen, whatever it be, and you say, oh, I need this, I need that, excuse me, but God don't need all that. He's spiritual. Amen. When we become saved, then our spirit become closer to him. We've been born again. We become spiritual as well. We're body, soul, and spirit. But until you give your life to Christ, give your heart to Christ, you begin to grow. It's not an overnight thing. not an overnight thing. Spiritual growth or being born again, amen, is just a twinkling of an eye. You can accept Christ now, a twinkling of an eye, by talking with him and accepting him, amen, as your Lord and Savior. Ask the God to come into your life. He'll do it right then. Amen. But you got to turn around and look at where you living at, where your spirit at, where your house at, where your home at. In other words, you're still here on earth. You're still here on earth, and he's still working with you on earth. Amen. So all these, the tradition brings on weights. Amen. Jesus said, lay aside every weight. Paul said, lay aside every weight. Amen. We have to lay these weights down. Don't be afraid of the weights. Don't be afraid of things, of customized. Amen. You can be involved in something, but you don't have to be of it. You can be of it. The Holy Spirit will tell you how to work with that, to deal with that. Amen. You can't get out of this sinful world. Amen. He don't want us to be hermits, antisocial. We're living in this world. Amen. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. In other words, we're not just totally dependent on the things of the world to live. Amen. Jesus is our shepherd. Amen. He's our bread. He's our leaning. Jesus is money. Amen. Don't you know money? Define how to find money. Amen. Ask Peter, all the disciples, how he led them and paid taxes and, amen, to support their families while they was on these big crusades. Amen. Preaching and teaching with thousands of people. Amen. Taking their ships. Amen. Out on the waters and traveling through the land. Amen. God supported them. And he took care of them. But they worked in this world. They worked in this land. And he led and guided them how to do it. And God still will do the same. He's still doing it. He's the same God. He's the same God. So you have to depend on him. Amen. You have to, amen, depend on him. You have to have your mind open that he's able, amen, to answer all prayers. And that's what it frees up your faith in him. There's nothing blocking you, your faith in God. There's no height, there's no way. Amen. There's nothing that says, well, God can't do this, God can't do this. Yes, he can. That's the confidence you have in him, Paul said. That's the confidence we have. Amen. When the disciples, amen, and Jesus was talking about the rich man, and Peter them said, well, Lord, who can be saved? Amen. Rich young ruler came running. Said, Lord, what can I do to be saved? I did all his commandments from my youth up. And God looked at his heart. He looked at his heart. He said, okay, then, go sell all you got. Go sell all you got. And, you know, the disciples were set back. They were so, my God, you going to tell the man sell all his livelihood that he invested, he was handed down inheritance? But Jesus knew that this was before him. He worshipped that. Yes, he took all the commandments, but the thing that he worshipped was his God. He worshipped all of that. And Jesus said, no, it's hard for a rich man. Amen. Because his heart was in it. God wants to rent everything in this world, lease everything in this world. It's ours to use. It's ours to use. Amen. He's not withholding nothing from you. That's good. Amen. But you cannot have it before God. You cannot have it before God. Okay, case in point. Okay. All right. What about the fires now? They're wiping out homes. All the fires that wiped out the homes. If you had all your possessions before God, then you'd be devastated. The stock market's falling. All that money people have invested now is falling. And they see the investment from $10 to down to $5 or $2, and they're devastated because they don't know what they're going to do. God will tell you what to do through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ let you know, he let you know it's going to be all right because he's the comforter. The Holy Spirit, he's a comforter. He lead and guide us through this world. He let us know This going to happen. This going to happen. Do this now and protect yourself. Do this now and watch this. Amen. And this is important. If we put anything before him, amen, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Amen. He love us. He take care of us. And this is the point. He wants you to be aware of that you don't hurt yourself. Many things we have, we can hurt ourselves. Amen. If God is not giving it to us. God is not giving it to us, we're going to hurt ourselves. If he's giving it to us, he'll tell us how to protect it. Amen. Look at Job. Job knew where he got his riches from. Amen. All of God's people are rich. There is some that don't want to follow that avenue. They're not able to carry themselves, amen, without getting in sin or getting dissatisfied. Amen. There's some that want to do more for God. They want to help other people. Amen. They're not putting it all before themselves. Amen. Because God is not going to give you a lot of things and let you trip yourself and the devil throw you back, that you be a bad testimony to the world. Oh, God gave me this. God gave me this. And next thing you know, the enemy throws you back to the world because it was above your spiritual growth. Amen. So if you're able to handle it and to be a testimony to God, he will, because it helps the gospel. God is a blesser. All right, we got about 5 minutes here before we can take another call. Amen. Then after that, we're going to go into prayer. Amen. To let you, in dealing with this very, very hard subject. Amen. Pertaining to traditions, pertaining to idols, idol gods. Amen. The signs in heaven, all the signs that are in heaven. Amen. We have to be careful about. Those are the commandments. Amen. You cannot go to heaven disobeying God. And disobedience got Satan kicked out. Amen. Satan disobeyed God. Adam and Eve disobeyed God. So disobedience got us in trouble. Amen. Adam and Eve, you can say they was holy, without blemish, amen, without sin. But when they disobeyed God, the enemy saw where he can trap them and get them in problems. They created a whole problem for the whole world. We're in the whole world right now because of disobedience. Amen. Amen. So we have to be careful. Amen. That's what we're about here. I think we have a caller. Area code 305, last four digits, 4271. Hello? Thought we had a caller there. Amen. So we thank God tonight for each and every one, today, wherever you might be. Amen. I think we still have a caller. We may have a misprint there. Amen. We're getting to go right now into prayer. Amen. We're getting ready to go right now into prayer. Those that like to come forth with a prayer, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. And our technician will put you in. Amen. We'll give your area code and the last four digits. Amen. Talking about, amen, what man has set up and things that have been set up prior before the world began, prior before all the churches, amen, began to flourish. And these end days, these end times, and these are the times before Jesus returned. Amen. The church is still, amen, we're waiting. The church is, area code 305-4271. All right. Okay. All right, as we're going through, continue to pray one for another. All right, we're going through, we're saying that pray for those, pray for the widows, Pray for those that are homeless. Amen. Pray for those that are caught in the tragic storms. Amen. The financial difficulties. Amen. Those tsunamis, the wars and rumors of wars. Continue to pray for those. Paul was saying about, told Timothy, we should pray for all those that are in authority. Amen. That we can lead a quiet and a peaceful life. We can lead a quiet and a peaceful life. Amen. So prayer works. Prayer works. Amen. It's a telephone line, and because prayer works, that you are qualified to pray. Amen. You're qualified to pray as a child of God, as a believer in Christ. And believing God, we can stand in a session for others. We can put our requests in a session for others. Amen. All right. Those that would like to have a prayer, put out a prayer for someone, that's pushed one on your phone. Amen. As we come down to the end of the broadcast, amen. If you desire to pray for someone, put a prayer for those that are listening. Pray for your families, your homes, those that are in distress of time. Amen. Prayer still works. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight, today, and for those that will be listening to the broadcast. Lord, we believe in, you say, where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Amen. According to Matthew's 18 chapter, 18 and 19 verse, amen. Lord, you said in your word, amen, those in agreement, and we believe tonight, Lord, those that are listening in agreement, oh God, to break the chain of misunderstanding, break the chain of fear of the customs of the world, that they can grow thereby, that they get understanding, oh God, that they can stand in love, oh God, the things that are happening in the land. Oh God, we're praying for the homes of those that have lost their homes, the widows and the families that are homeless, oh God, in disaster lands. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to go, oh God, to these areas where the fires had devoured the properties, and bring peace of mind, that you're the God of heaven and earth. And God, you're the living God of the living and not of the dead. And oh God, among those that the waters have washed away their homes, and amen. Lord, you know that you're able to send people or send places and to rebuild homes, to rebuild lives, because you are alive and not dead. You see all, you hear all, and you know all. And we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, all the supporters of this broadcast, wherever they might be. And Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one that's in the studio, their family, their home. God, bring healing to their mind, to their soul, and their spirit. Let them know you still love them, oh God, as they go throughout these holidays, wherever they might be. Let your blood cover the food they eat, the people they meet, the clothes they put on, amen, the vehicle they drive, their financial support, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory and the praise. Amen. God bless you, and we thank you again for being a part of the broadcast. Amen. You can also always go to jciministries.org. Amen. To our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And you can type on, amen, media, and you can go and find us again to many of the broadcasts that are being pre-recorded. And we thank God again. Keep the faith. Amen. God love you. He care for you. And that's why he put out his word. Amen. Then from time to time, amen, he'll give you a rhema right now. Right now. Right today. Amen. A word to help you on your way. And we're praying that you keep the faith. Don't look at what you don't have, what other people got. But thank God for your life. Thank God for your strength. Because you always have, amen, life with God. You always have a better day. You always have another day coming. Because he is life. And he is power altogether. God bless you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Thank you. We love you.